Well,
right, I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. Right, Kim, on you go.
Yeah.
Are you hosting, Kim?
No, I'm not hosting.
Oh. Mark, on you go.
Right, okay, here we go.
I'm not drunk. Mm-mm.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening. We are still here. It's Sunday, the 12th of April. It's episode 574 of the Overseas Connection podcast. I am your host this evening. My name is Robin Tate at Bongo the Sea, and I'm in Northern Ireland. The rest of us aren't in Northern Ireland. There just ain't space for them. And we've got Mark and Kim here tonight. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Howdy, howdy.
If you've never stumbled across us here, we do this every single week live at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. And all our times are all linked up back again with all the summer, fall nonsense. This goes out on twitch.tv/OC podcast if you wanted to watch it live, or on mixer.com/OC podcast, or on youtube.com/OC podcast. Anyhow, there was a birthday, and that was on the 9th of April. My goodness. Mm-hmm. And that was Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Happy birthday. I never thought, you're only 28 years old. That's amazing, Sarah.
Crazy.
Fantastic. Happy birthday to you, Sarah. I hope you had a good day. I know it's a crazy time to be celebrating birthdays, but I hope you were spoiled rotten anyway. So, happy birthday to you. Tonight we'll be chatting about this, that, and the other. A bit of gaming, a bit of life, I suppose, and how we're getting on with this virusy thing that seems to be, you have to take it kind of seriously now. It's a serious sort of thing. Let's get started with that, will we? Have a chat about things, Mark?
Hooray, story time.
Okay, so as I said, it's a really crazy week. It's really, really strange being home now for nearly, it's two and a half, three weeks coming on now. And I have left the house, yes, the odd time to get milk in the local shop and some bread and stuff like that, but I really haven't gone. And for me, I have been officially furloughed now. I'm still working, of course. In the UK, you're not supposed to, but the sales team are keeping in contact with our customers and chasing up a little bit of money. But it's such a strange time because nobody knows what's what. I know I'm in an awful lot better positions than a lot of folk out there, so I'm very lucky and I feel blessed with that. So anybody that's struggling out there financially, physically, mentally, we can't do a lot with some of those, but the mentally thing, we can certainly sympathise with you because we're all pretty mental here anyway. But as a thing, depression would be so easy to fall into at the moment, and trying to get yourself out of that when things maybe were already tough and now they're tougher again. So lean on friends, lean on people like ourselves at these times. I've said this before, I'm not going to rattle on about it, I'm not going to be maudlin about it, but if you need to chat to somebody, don't chat, have a bit of fun with us. And during the fun, maybe some of the crap will come out and we can all sympathise, have a shoulder to lean on, whatever is needed. Anyway, so I mean, through my day at the moment is I get up, weekdays anyway, get up, have to spend a couple of hours with Glenn, one of the little chaps that we look after, who needs quite a bit of care, and we get a bit of that care in his school, not happening now, so that's me. Get him out of the way, do a couple of hours work until lunchtime, then give Judith a bit of a break, and then we all go for a family walk in the afternoons, and then we watch the clock until 5 o'clock until we can have a drink. Yeah. So, I mean, bits and pieces, you know, I've been at you know, stuff around the house, doing stuff around the garden, doing stuff inside the house. The hot tub came out a few weeks ago, and I filled it a few days ago, and I was in it for the first this morning. I sat with a book in the hot tub and bubbled away for 3/4 of an hour, and that was just about on my toe, and that was just wonderful.
So you haven't got to the point where you're actually picking out a breakfast wine yet, have you, Evan?
Is that a thing? Oh, I didn't know did that. Making TikTok videos and putting them on, and just a fucking amazing. I've got a TikTok video up of me kicking a shopping basket in Tesco's. Seriously, kicking a few feet. It's only a few seconds long, and within 2 hours or 3 hours of it going onto TikTok, it had well over 1,100 views. And going, what? TikTok is a strange, strange, funny little place. So the hot tub, playing with Alexa. So, we had a bit of fun with that even today. Alexa, how do you say 100, 100, 100, 100 in Welsh? You're either going to love me or hate me right now. So then I also had the drone out. Sorry, if you don't know what I was saying there, say that if you have an Alexa device, say that to Alexa and mm-hmm. you'll get quite a funny response. Not for kids.
You put that in a WhatsApp message and I actually played it and had my speaker system on in my man cave and my Alexa behind me gave the answer and it was perfectly in time to Robin's Alexa giving her answer. It was like hearing the stereo.
I got the drone out again and updated it. I've been flying the drone around, not really recording anything, just having a bit of fun with it. So day before yesterday, I had it up. Nice day. And there was this massive bang. Now, this was either going to be two things. And I said, Judith was outside with the kids as well. And I said, look, she says, was that the gas heater? You know, the lamp-posty thing with the patio heater things that I have in the bandstand, because it wasn't working and I took it all apart. I made it work again. I brought it back to life. I said, well, it's either that exploding or it's Stanley with a shotgun. Which one was it?
Shotgun.
Yes, Stanley was trying to shoot my 1,000-pound drone out of the sky with a shotgun. A minute or two later, my phone rang. Stanley said, wrong here. I'm only messing around, mate. Yeah, that was me. I'm only joking. That wasn't really a minute. Me. Jeepers, oh. Fucking crazy people. Crazy people. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's weird stuff. I mean, it's such strange times. And even with all that, I don't know about you guys, but I've had so little free time. Dealing with the kids all the time and dealing with stuff and just keeping it going. You can't just disappear off and leave, you know, walk off and Judith with six kids or seven kids floating around there. You can't do it. So, and then some 10 or 11 o'clock at night, I'm just exhausted.
Yep. Yeah, it's slightly different for me because I'm still at work and it's absolute manic. So I'm opposite. So I'm getting home completely shattered, flaking out, watching a bit of TV, a little bit of gaming if I can. And the last 3 weeks for me have gone in a blur. It's been so quick. It's been 3 weeks since I've been on the podcast. I've been that busy. Because on my weekends, my son's car, he bought a seven-seater for the family. And he got a really good cheap deal on it because it had a few issues with it, which I said I couldn't fix.
What was it, sorry? A Range Rover?
No, he's got a Mitsubishi Grandis, seven-seater.
Sorry. Okay.
So it needed quite a bit doing for the MOT and stuff, so he ordered all the parts, and I've been doing that the past couple of weekends, putting a new turbo on it, new injectors, new rear shockers, new rear calipers, handbrake sorting out, new pads. So I've been doing that, so I've been mega busy, so this last 3 weeks has flown.
Yeah, and is it still? I mean, you're always kind of busy, busier than normal now. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. They're putting extra crews on. They've got loads of volunteers coming in, helping deliver supplies and PPE to frontline staff. There's extra precautions in place. Headquarters is all in lockdown. Our main workshops at Wakefield, our main sort of like central fleet department's all in lockdown. Most people working from home. We're having a nightmare getting parts because We still have a few Vauxhalls on the fleet and Renaults, and both their factories are shut down.
That's a problem. Yeah. It's not just you want to work, it's the supply chains.
If the dealers don't have a part in stock, we're stuffed. But we've been doing well keeping them on the road so far. But yeah, they're putting extra crews on and all sorts. It's just bad. As soon as a motor goes off, they're on the phone straight away. Is it ready? Is it ready? We need it. We've got a backlog. And I just feel for the guys on the front line because they are absolutely getting hammered.
But is each ambulance coming in? Does it have to get cleaned and sterilised?
Yeah. They have to take the precaution that every patient has it. So when they go there, they're supposed to wear the full PPE shit, but they haven't got it. So they're wearing aprons and masks and goggles. If it's a definite, so like COVID case, the vehicle has to have a complete deep clean, disinfectant, so it has to come off the road. So that's another resource off the road. Failing that, we just give it a real good clean out. At the hospital, they make you wait 20 minutes for the handovers to allow the droplets to settle, unless you've used, they call it AGP, aerosol generated particles, then it's half an hour. So every time they move a patient into the hospital, they have to wait 20 minutes, and same with the ambulance. It's just, they're doing a daily update now, and the protocols change daily. In Bradford yesterday, I think there was 90 deaths from it. So yeah, shit's getting real. I know of a few paramedics who actually definitely got it, because I've started testing frontline staff now. One of my friends who he's been self-isolating for a week and a half now, and he's just had his test, and he put it on the old Facebook where he's definitely got it. So, but he's not feeling too bad, but he's just worried now. He's in the past, if he's met anyone, he might have passed it on. So yeah, shit's getting real. So yeah, just got to be really careful. I'm petrified I'm going to bring it home to my wife, because like you've been mentioning, Robin, she's really vulnerable. She's on the government's vulnerability danger list sort of thing. She actually got a care package Friday. Friday morning. I was off Friday, Good Friday, so I was down doing a bit more on the car, and she rung me up and she says, well, I've just had this package delivered via the local sort of like government offices. She got like essential food supplies, sugar, bread, milk and everything. So that was really nice of
her. So are you aware, I don't know, do you get home deliveries with Tesco or Asda or Sainsbury's? Do you do that sort of thing?
Now and again, yeah. We haven't recently. We looked and but we know slots available in the next 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, there will be now that you are.
Now she's on that list.
Letter,
yeah.
The letter. Yeah. Because literally today we have been put onto it because of Glenn, there. And it opens up a whole lot more slots for delivery slots. So, I don't know. Now, Joshua, he's still going to work. Sorry, I know this is a video game podcast, but again, I think it's important to talk about some of this stuff. It really is. You know us well enough now that you know this is what we're at. Joshua still has his part-time job in Iceland, and when he comes in, we get him to strip at the back door. Yeah. So his boots sit in a separate place, and all his clothes down to his underpants, they go straight into the washing machine, and he goes straight to the shower as soon as he comes in, and we literally go out and clean the door handle and bits and pieces now. Yeah. I mean, that's particular. We're being, hopefully it's particular enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing as soon as I get home. Same thing. Right. You got it.
And even going to the shops now, I mean, our local Spar petrol station, mini market sort of thing. I was there yesterday getting milk and bread, and next day, yesterday, but the car park, you know, there must have been 20 people outside, because they're only letting 5 people at a time into the shop. It's a big enough shop. 5 people, the bouncer at the door, security at the door.
Yeah.
2 meter slots between each person, so everybody was sort of queued.
It makes the queue look massive, doesn't it? The queue right around the car park, because there are 2 meter gaps.
And you go into the shop, and then it's like a really sort of awkward dance.
Yeah.
With people.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the shops around here, they've put one-way systems in and barriers and arrows on the floor. And do people follow the arrows? Do they fuck?
I didn't even see the Indian. Damn it. So, yeah, it is weird. You are on an even weird, strange, because apart from, It's nothing changed for you, Mark, apart from the you're just working away, and there's us being furloughed and no work, and you're just working away there. And,
I wish I was at home playing games.
Yeah, me too. Kim, I mean, what about you? What have you been up to?
It's kind of the same, because I'm like Mark. I mean, I'm still working because, everybody needs childcare. So, but, for me, my hours change. Huh?
And some.
Yeah, right? So, my hours have been changed. Like, some mornings I'll have to work, like, at 7:30 or 7, which means he'll get here, like, at 6 or 5:30, and sometimes it's 8, so it kind of depends. I never know for sure one day or the next. Do I need to get up earlier than yesterday or, what? But, other than that, Dad's been doing a lot of the going to town and getting supplies and that sort of thing, and we're kind of going, like, every 2 weeks. I mean, unless we absolutely have to have something. And like you said, we're all doing the one-way thing and following the arrows and all that, and that's been strange, but... I mean, knock on wood, so far none of my family's been sick. We did finally get a case in town, and we've had two more since then from the same family, but they seem to be doing all right. As a matter of fact, the father who got it first has seemed to have turned the corner and is getting better, so, jeez. I mean, there's that. So, I mean, I've been going a little stir crazy, because despite being a hermit, I do get out every now and again, and of course now you can't. So that's a little bit, but I went outside and did some yard work and stuff like that, and that kind of helped, because you don't feel so, closed into the house, I guess is what you want to say.
Apart from Greg DeLacy, none of us live in really big fancy mansions, okay? But can you imagine, even if you did live in a big fancy mansion, and you had to stay in it for 3 or 4 weeks or 5 weeks, you would go bananas anyway. Oh, yeah. It's a very odd feeling.
It must be psychological as well, because, like, my wife, Jenny, she doesn't go out that much anyway because of her illnesses and that. So when I'm at work, she hardly goes out on her own anyway, unless she goes out with my son or my mum or whatever. But now she's been told she's got to stay in for this 12 weeks minimum. Yeah. She wants to go out. She's getting stir crazy. Not because she's in overtime anyway, because she can't. She's been told she can't go out. It's weird.
Reverse psychology thing. Yeah, I'm trying the same thing with Judith with sex. No, Judith, you can't have sex. I'm hoping that that's the reverse psychology thing does eventually come in. But it is that. It's that you had it before, but you can't. So freedom is taken away.
And I mean, like my sister and brother-in-law, and we would bring the kids over. Well, now, unless they need me to watch them, I don't see them. Mm. Today's Easter. We didn't get together or do anything. Yeah. So that's a little weird. So,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Easter Monday for us, we would usually go, no matter what the weather would be. Tomorrow, we'd be going to beautiful beach, Portchurch Strand, miles and miles of golden beach. That's never that warm. Sometimes it warms years or warmer than the other, but we got wrapped up and we play volleyball and we have maybe a barbecue and do bits and pieces. And there's maybe 8 or 10 families worth of carloads of adults and kids all get together. Windbreakers go up, and the flasks and the picnics come out, and it's a great day. But that ain't happening tomorrow. Nah. And I think over here, I'd say 99% of the people are following this isolation thing.
Yeah,
But still, are real dicks out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The worst thing for us at the moment is not seeing the grandkids. I'll just say thank God for FaceTime, because if it wasn't for that, I would struggle. At least we're seeing the grandkids quite regular on FaceTime. And my mum as well. My mum usually comes every Sunday for lunch. She hasn't been for the last 4 weeks. And she's going stir crazy on her own. She's always out. When this first hit, I tried explaining to her, you must stay in and all this lot. And she was, oh, no, it won't affect me. I'm healthy. I said, yeah, you might be healthy, but you're 72-year-old. Your lungs are 72-year-old. You woke up. So she finally realised when shit started hitting the fan, and she's been in for the last 3.5 weeks. And she's getting to the point where she's stir crazy. So, it's some weird old crap.
So Scott Stubby, Mike Scott, shout him out there. He's saying that he's on standby for the council for road repairs, bin lorry driving. The council has other things to cover, like delivery for vulnerable people. Good lad, fantastic, thank you. Anybody that's out there doing it now, I was worried. If you remember a few weeks ago, remember the dilemma I had? I had a customer that wanted me to go to his place for site meetings and measure up. And I was thinking, well, should I risk my, my family? And you guys are doing this every day, so No, thank you, pal.
Yeah. There was a nice thing happened yesterday around here locally. I don't know if other police forces have done it, but do you know all the kids have been doing like rainbow pictures, putting NHS safe and putting them in the windows, which is really nice to see. Well, West Yorkshire Police yesterday were going round and seeing every house where they had these pictures painted by the kids, they were arresting them for gay rights activism. No, they were leaving them Easter eggs, giving Easter eggs to the kids, which was an absolutely lovely touch. So people are always knocking the police, but they've got it hard as well. They're on the front line, and it was such a nice thing to see that yesterday. So well done to the police.
The unbalanced, untrained ones are the ones that are getting on video right now.
Yeah.
And it's a very small majority, I'm sure, that are being kind of crazy with people.
Yeah.
No. Like, what was that bit about him? Was it yesterday, day before, but a policewoman standing in someone's garden?
They couldn't be in the garden.
Anyway. All right. Well, everybody stay safe. Mm-hmm. If you need someone to chat to, please come chat. And we're here. I mean, what else are we doing? So we're here for you. Play games, have a chat.
Mm. Well, talking of games, I tried Stadia this week. The free version of Stadia has finally been released, and they're giving you a 2 months free trial of a pro. So I signed up. I managed to get my mechanic's name. It wasn't taken, thank God. And I signed up for 2 months free trial. I've set a reminder on my phone to cancel it in 2 months. So I've got all the free games you've got, Robin, mainly for Destiny 2. I tried it in my browser, Chrome browser on the PC. And you know something? Ran perfect. Brilliant. Really, really good. Very impressed. But I wanted to try it. I know it was a long shot. I've got the Steam Link downstairs, so I can play.
You're talking about a game in my mark, are we?
No, I'm just. This is still my story time. I'm not classing it as a full game because I've hardly played it. So I'm just doing a bit of a Stadia thing. So I've got a Steam Link downstairs, so I can play my because my PC's obviously upstairs now in my man cave. So the Steam Link downstairs allows me to play games downstairs if the TV's free and Jenny's sleeping or whatever, or doing something else. So I thought, oh, I wonder if I can get Stadia to work downstairs via the Steam Link. It does run, but I can't control it. It won't use the Steam Link's controller. And unfortunately, the Xbox controller for the PC, because when it's connected to the PC, unlike the Xbox, it uses Bluetooth, and it just won't reach, which is a shame. But it's no big deal. No big deal. But yeah, very impressed with Stadia.
Yeah, but...
Wow.
You have the... Your pipe is big enough, Mark.
Yeah, I've got a big fat pipe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, you've got more pipe than most men will ever hope for.
Sarah's in the chat. I've got a special message for Sarah.
It's not about your pipe, is it?
No, she won't be interested in my pipe.
Where I've been watching on Twitter and other bits and pieces about in the WhatsApp group about the stadium, and people are. Again, like me, well, I was very impressed with the tech, but people even with better connections than me, but not as good as your big, wonderful pipe, struggling with a bit of stutter.
Yeah, I didn't have any stutter. I had a little bit of artifacting, pixelating very occasionally when there was a lot going off on screen. But apart from that, it ran really well. No input lag on the controller.
Nope.
And the best thing is, it had my cross save from my Xbox characters. So I've got Destiny 2 on the Xbox, but I never bought any of your DLC. Whereas the Stadia version's got all the DLC. So I've carried my character over, and I can carry on now with all the DLC. So it's really cool. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. It's a feature.
Like Discord?
Yeah. TV-wise... I've mentioned this before, Money Heist on Netflix... I've watched 3 seasons now. It's a Spanish TV program about bank heists and major heists. And it's really, really good. It's well acted. The characters are really interesting. It's just brilliant. I really enjoyed it. And season 4 has just come out. And me and Jenny binged the whole season 4 in 3 days. And it was fantastic. Really, really good. So if you haven't seen it yet, Money Heist on Netflix.
Is that the one with the cleaner, the cleaners, the lady, old lady, the cleaners that come into the building that steal? No. Information about stocks? No?
No, no. That's a UK one, Matt. I know which one you mean. Yeah, no, this is... This is like a well-orchestrated plan of a heist. There's one main guy called the Professor, and all the people in the heist that don't know each other's names. It's a bit like Reservoir Dogs, where they've got false names, and they're all named after places. So there's Tokyo, Denver, Colorado. Well, I don't think it was Colorado, but I just... I couldn't remember what names were. Anyway, so they've all got these names of cities, and it's really, really good. Really enjoyed it.
And see, Scott Stubby, he's going to struggle with his rural pipe.
80 down. Well, that's not bad for rural, is it? 80 down.
No, that's better than mine. Mine is 30 and 30. So.
That's hardly done, though. Mine's 500 down and 40 up.
So that's just showing off. I mean, yeah, they are a bit unkempt. I mean, yeah. So you understand that. And I'm getting I'm almost... But 60, I am not.
Yeah, you're doing well, though, because you've got a new external antenna on your roof, haven't you?
Yeah. In fact, Mad Stanley with the shotgun, I actually set his 4G up yesterday.
Right.
So I got a Huawei modem router that does both.
Yeah.
And fired it up and stuck him in a £20 SIM, which is on 3 from, is it called Swifty or something like that? It came in the box. And it's a subsidiary of 3, 20 quid a month, unlimited data. Woof, pop it in, sign them up to that, and away he goes, straight off, you know, 40 meg straight out of his box with no external aerial.
Right.
Where he was getting like me before 1.5, so he's a happy pony. His hands will be raw now for the next couple of weeks.
In fact, some of the video games have been using Money Heist for their characters. I can't remember what game it was now, because they're sort of like dress up in like red overalls with a mask on, with like the V for Vendetta type face. But I'm sure I think it was Rainbow Six Vegas, not Vegas. Rainbow Six Siege. They did a character using the Money Heist characters. So yeah.
And gaming is becoming more and more gaming is becoming more and more mainstream.
Yeah.
If I can get the words out.
Yeah. And the other thing, Mandalorian on Disney. Really enjoying that.
I am, but I did fall asleep. I had to put it on the next morning again, last episode. It is a bit slower, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's stylish.
Yeah. Really liking it. Even my mum's, because my mum's sharing our Disney Plus sort of thing. Well, we're sharing hers. And even she's watching it and liking it, which I couldn't believe. I didn't know she was into Star Wars. I don't think even though she knows it's a Star Wars bloody universe, but even she's into it.
Sorry, have you seen any of this come at all? Have you?
Not yet. I need to, because I have Disney Plus, but I haven't made it there yet. So
no, it's very stylish. It's very cool. And he sounds very like...
It's Pedro Pascal, isn't it? If you've seen what's that thing I love, Narcos, he's in Narcos.
I mean, you could get mixed up. I know it's not your man, who was in Firefly and stuff like that.
Yeah, it does sound like it. Nathan Fillion.
It's good. What else? What were you watching? We're stuck on Chicago Fire.
Jenny likes that.
It's good. But it's like brainless. The Chicago, they have Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and there's something about the hospital. And it looks like all the characters cross over between the three of them. Mm-hmm. It looks like they record all the Chicago fires in the winter because it's always snowing.
Yeah.
So, and it's all right, but it's something that Judith and I can watch together, and no one really gets their head blown off that much, really, and it's brain dead watching. Okay, right.
Kim's been watching something as well.
What
I have been. Okay. I finished the third season of Castlevania, and it was good. Oh. I mean, if you liked the first two seasons, then I think you'll definitely like the third season, so...
It's animated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an anime, which is weird because usually I don't watch them, but it's pretty good. And I went into it not knowing much about Castlevania, so because I didn't really play the games much, but it definitely kind of brings you up to speed as to what's going on, so you can follow it. But yeah, it's pretty good, and it's got he played the dwarf on
Richard.
Gosh darn it. He's on there, and because he's the voice of Belmont, Trevor Belmont. So, and there's a lot of, there's been a few Game of Thrones people that lend their voices to it, and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, if you like, so if you like Castlevania, if you've already seen the first two seasons, I don't think third season disappointed any. So, you know, there's plenty of gore and sex and yada 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 in it. So,
you had me at sex.
There you go. So.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll give that a whiz. Mm-hmm. Not my sort of thing, but okay. You never know.
Yeah, that's it. You got nothing else to do.
Exactly. Anything else to put time in? I'm doing more steps than I ever do. It's like holiday steps.
You're kicking butt, dude.
It's like holiday steps, isn't it? Uh-huh. Because I think my average now, we're on Fitbit, this Fitbit app. If you want to join in, let me know and we'll add you. I'm on almost 15,000 steps today. Jeez. And that's, you know, that's just like the norm. So it's weird. Not getting any friggin' thinner. Then again, eating a bar of chocolate and some nuts on my second or third glass of Captain's doesn't really help. Okay, I think we should talk about some games. We're half an hour in, so let's maybe start thinking about that, will we?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Kim, I have some more drinking to do. Would you do the Through the Month Through Freebies, please?
I sure will. Your monthly freebies for the month of April are... We have your Games with Gold, which are Project Cars 2, which is available now through the end of the month. Knights of Pen and Paper Bundle, which is available the 16th through May 15th. So you've got a few more days yet before that one's out. Fable Anniversary, which is out now through the 15th. And Toy Box Turbos, which is available the 16th through the 30th. Then for your PlayStation Plus games for the month, we have Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, and Dirt Rally 2.0. Scrolling down for our Twitch Prime games. Come on, scroll, computer, scroll. She'll love it when things work and when they don't. All right, let me see if I can do her. Seriously. Oh, there it goes. Finally, it scrolled. For your Twitch Prime games, we have Earthlock, Aetherborn, Light Matter, Kathy Rain, and Turok. Scrolling down further. So much scrolling. We have for your Stadia Pro games, Serious Sam Collection, Spitlings, Stacks on Stacks on Stacks. And those are your free, paid-for games of the month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know it did that. All right. Why have you been back to playing The Witcher again? Because what are you doing in The Witcher, Kim?
I haven't finished it yet. I still have two DLC packs to go through and all those question marks. And I don't know. I'm like, as somebody else pointed out the other day, I'm a little bit obsessed, maybe is the word.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, saw that, yeah.
Just a little bit. As a matter of fact, I started the Hearts of Stone DLC. I know, spoiler, not spoiler. I took care of the toad in the sewer. If you played the game, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And started off a apparent war with the Ophiri. I've met Shani, or Shani, what's her name?
Okay.
Anyway, the little medic. I've met her.
I'd love a little medic.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been cleaning up some question marks as I go along and doing some things and snapping off some achievements. And it's just good fun. As a matter of fact, I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock, played some Witcher, ate some breakfast, went back in, played some more Witcher up until about 2:30 when it was time to podcast. So,
lucky thing.
You all right? Well, you know, I got to do it now because this week, who knows, I may not have any time to do it at all. So, yeah. And I didn't want to come on the show empty-handed, so...
And the DLC, is that DLC, isn't that nearly as big as the game itself, isn't it? Isn't that massive?
Yeah, the Blood and Wine ones are larger of the two, said the actress and the bishop.
Yeah. So yeah, having some good fun with that. Like I said, I'm still not tired of it. I have noticed since I started the DLC, and of course you've gotten stronger and you've leveled up, the critters, the creatures are stronger because... I got my ass kicked twice today by a golem and then by a, not a dragon, was it a wavern or a draken or something like that. And anyway, it kicked my butt about four times before I finally got a handle on it. So, Yeah, such as it is.
Okay. That's you. All right.
That's it.
I'm going to rattle through, again, a bit more Ori and the Will of the Wisp.
Nice.
It is fabulous. It really, really is. There's some nice, some lovely new techniques and of gameplay stuff that they've put in this time. And it's just...
It looks gorgeous.
It really does. It's even more super-duper-er with a capital S and a capital D, uber. It really is beautiful. It's lovely. The sound is fantastic. And, I mean, I really, really enjoyed some of the puzzle stuff that I worked through this morning on it. Really good. Greg, and you have been playing some Breakpoint together. Is that correct?
Not together, but we have been playing it. We went halves on the season one pass. So I've been playing the DLC for that now, which is part of the season one pass. And if I can find a video, I can't find the video, bollocks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's basically a Sam Fisher side story. So you meet with Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell series, because that's part of the Ubisoft family. And you do some missions with him, and it's really interesting. And I thought there'd be just like a few missions here and there, and it'd be over and done with. I've put 17 hours into the DLC now, and I've still not finished.
Holy crap.
So there's lots of arcing story branches to the DLC, and it's really good. And while I'm doing that, when I come across normal things in the world, I'm doing them as well, what I haven't done already. There's one thing I haven't done. I haven't defeated all the behemoths, which are massive drones, which take some taking down, so I've been doing them. I've got another achievement today. There's not many left to get now. I've got 870 out of 1,000, so I've nearly got more. Yeah, just plodding on with Breakpoint. I just still love it. It's just a good game. I've not tried the new immersive mode yet. That's what Greg tried out. That's where it takes away the gear score and the leveling, and you pick up a gun and that's it. That's your gun. So I've not tried that yet, because I like my sort of like leveling up bit, because I'm quite a high level, so it's not too bad for me. But yeah, I'll probably give that a go later. And they've done a new thing where you can now invite a friend who doesn't own the game, and they can play it free. So they can download the trial, I can send an invite up to 3 people, and they can play with me for free.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, that's nice. Cool. That's a nice feature.
Yeah.
Nice feature.
The game I have been playing with Uncle Greggles, which he dragged me away from on Breakpoint, and I have got a video for this, is Call of Duty Warzone. So I haven't. Yeah, I haven't.
I went to the training, but yeah. I haven't played a game yet.
I hadn't even done the training. I've only played 2 games previously, and I had another 3 games with Greg and Phil. Phil was on as well, Phil Fee. We had some games Friday
Phil
night.
He's
it was.
Addicted to this thing
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is, yeah. It's quite high level. We had a lot of fun. We didn't win anything, but we got in the top 10 a couple of times. But I think his highest place was 8th, which is pretty good because there's 150 players in there, a lot of teams in there. It's just a lot of fun. I like the gulag bit. I managed to win a couple of gulag contests, so I was able to parachute back in. And there was one time where the guys bought me back in and we bought Phil back in. It was so frustrating, though. They bought me back in. It cost $4,500 to buy in. So you basically use most of your cash, what you've got. So you go to a buy station, you can buy your teammate back in. I just literally landed, and they got attacked by this team, and I just landed, turned round, and this team was there, and they killed me straight away. It cost me four and a half grand to get shot. but it's really good. I like the weapons. Yeah,
maybe, I don't know what you're doing later on, but maybe try a wee bit of this after the show.
Yeah,
maybe. Okay, the other thing I fired up then was I've been talking about it for ages to do it. We had it since Christmas. Is Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch? And I gotta say, I did play this as EGX, and I thought, yeah, that's great. I'll play that eventually. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm looking at it down, you know, where there's the sort of the video bit of the story at the beginning, and then it goes into gameplay, and it's seamless. It's just gorgeous animation, absolutely stunning, funny, humorous. Played quite a, I didn't finish the last one on the standard DSs, but I got well into it, and this is just a joy. Just a joy of a game, so I'm going to pick it up more and more and more. So Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch. Very tempted, actually, to bring the Switch thing inside and put it on the big TV.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's just something... I don't know what it is. It's sometimes when I'm in the mood, a little handheld thing I can play with for ages. Kim? I what? See your I face. I see your face. But it's like me with a book. Sometimes in the mood, and I can read a book for ages. Yeah. But sometimes I read a book, and I'll open it, and I'll have the first page done, and I'll be asleep. Mm-hmm. I'll go off, and yep. And maybe it's because I'm just sort of lying back with it, comfortable, not looking at the big screen. I don't know. Yeah, I have to be in the right thing for handheld gaming, so I maybe like it on the big screen, and it looks so good. I think it would look good on the big screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what we've been playing. Sarah's saying she's been playing lots of Division 2, lots of things to keep her going. So everybody's playing their own thing, their own medicine to try and get through this stuff. Thankfully, we have this stuff to step out of reality. That's lovely if you can show that. Some people as well. Well, there's the Mario. Sorry, the premises of Luigi's Hotel thing, it doesn't really matter. You go there to a hotel, everybody goes to sleep, it's probably a dream, and it turns into a dark, scary hotel like Halloween. So, yeah, it's good fun.
Is it a platformer or like a puzzle adventure?
Yeah, puzzle adventure. Not a platformer, puzzle adventure. Going room to room and looking at stuff and fighting ghosts and a bit of Ghostbusters, if you can imagine, that sort of thing. Yeah, and ghosts and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, good fun.
Yeah, look, graphically it looks good.
Yeah, good. All right, let's do this quiz.
Mm-hmm. Quiz time.
Indeed.
It's like a fucking surprise to you what's coming next.
Right?
Can I just say as well, before we do this, I'm going to apologise for not doing the quiz for the last 3 weeks because I have completely forgotten all about it because I've been that busy with work and doing my lad's car. So, yeah. Sorry for not quiz.
There's a problem going on or something like that there.
What an excuse. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, so this is the Not Stolen from the Iconic BBC Quiz Show, Blankety Blank Quiz. I'll give you a popular video game character and a well-known quote from that character. And I'm going to blank out one of the words, and you just got to tell me what that word is. So, let's start with question one. I'll get this on the screen for the audience at home, for the live viewers. So, this is a quote from Davion the Dragon Knight in Dota 2, a game we've all not played. and he says, "Steel wins battles, gold wins blank. Steel wins battles, gold wins blank." Is that A, wars, B, overall, C, nothing, or D, hot biatches?
Oh, well, I know my answer. I mean...
Wars?
Steel wins battles, gold wins wars, gold wins overall, gold wins nothing, or gold wins hot biatches. Wars, overall, nothing, or hot biatches. Right. I've got an answer from Kim. And an answer from Robin. And you've both said wars. Steel wins battles, gold wins wars. And you are both...
Correct the mundo!
It is wars. Oh, yeah. Well done. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a 1 point each. Can one of you keep score, please? Right.
Question for me.
Right, this is from Cave Johnson from Portal 2. Fantastic game. Blank isn't about why, it's about why not. Oh, fuck. I forgot to bleep out the correct bit. I hope you can see that.
Dick.
Blank isn't about why, it's about why not. Is that A, life, B, science, C, philosophy, or D, marriage? See you, Sarah. She's going to bounce off for a bit. Blank isn't about why, it's about why not. So life isn't about why, science, philosophy, or marriage. Right, I've got an answer from Kim. And an answer from Robin. So Robin has put life and Kim has put science. Now then.
Did I say science? I meant to say science. Sorry, I pressed the wrong freaking thing.
You want to change your answer? Because I've not said out yet. You want to say science?
Science, yes.
Yeah, because of Apogee Science. And you would be absolutely correct to say science. It is science.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stop me.
And I left the arrows on saying correct, because I have out of my Word document. I copied and pasted and forgot to remove that one of them. So you got a freebie there, Kim. Mind you, you probably knew that, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And your final one, final quote, is from...
Well, sure isn't marriage. Anyway.
Yeah. A town guard in Elder Scrolls Oblivion. And he says...
Oh, boy.
Stop right there, blank scum. Stop right there, blank scum. Is that criminal? Criminal scum? Is that B? Mage? Mage scum? Is it thieving scum? Or is it brotherhood scum? I've put four decent answers in there to fool you this time.
You did.
Yeah. Stop right there, criminal scum. Stop right there, mage scum. Stop right there, thieving scum. Or stop right there, brotherhood scum. Which one is it?
I'm not sure, but there you go.
Right. I've got an answer from Kim and Robin. So Kim says brotherhood and Robin says mage. You are both wrong. It is criminal.
Criminal.
It's a guard. Yes, criminal. Stop right there, criminal scum. Close but no cigar on that one. So 2 points each on that round. So well done, guys.
Thank you very much.
Take it.
And I'll put the live screen back on.
Cool.
Oh, crap. No, stop streaming then. Rusty, 3 weeks away. I'm rusty.
Yeah, well, it's that big pipe gets rusty if it's not enough stuff moving up and down it. So
I've got plenty of WD-4. Keep things greased up.
Sorry, I've just been sent a nice little photograph, which I've sent you, a little cartoon of a police car cartoon driving past the Jesus's cavern cave with the stone being rolled past and the policeman shouting out the window, "Don't even think about it!" That's Jesus coming out of the anyway, very good. Okay, some news!
News. That's me.
Yes, it is!
It'd help if I had the volume up.
Alright, this week, next-gen controllers came out, or especially the PlayStation, very different. This new thing that looked like a wrestling uniform, or I've seen it as
a woman's tank top thing. Yeah.
So the new PlayStation controller is out. It looks kind of cool. It looks kind of the same. It looks kind of slightly iteration on. But I suppose it brings up that whole age-old argument of inline versus offset sticks. And I suppose I can answer for us here, I suppose, because generally we're offset guys, but you guys play more PlayStation than me. Do you have a preference, or is it PlayStation 4 controller, is it as good as?
I do like the Xbox controller better. It was a 360 controller what did it for me. That was such a fantastic controller, and the Xbox One controller, the early launch ones, the bumpers were a bit tacky, I didn't like them, but the newer ones are the spot on. Now, I've never really got on with the small PS2 and PS3 controllers, but ever since I've had my PS4, I do like the DualShock 4 as well. The DualShock 4 does feel good in the hands, and you do get used to the sort of like same height thumbsticks, but I do prefer the offset. But the DualShock 4 controller is a really good controller. I don't mind either of them, but I do slightly prefer the Xbox. The new they call it DualSense, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's got a built-in microphone, which I like the idea, but I don't think practically it'll work, because it's just going to pick everything up, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah,
maybe if you think of like Kinect, I mean, all those times.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, will you use voice commands or will you not?
And there's a little button above it, so it looks like you can mute it. And the touchpad, although it's a great innovative feature on the DualShock 4, it was very underutilized by developers. A lot of them just used it for a button. It was just a massive button for the map, really, a lot of the time. They've gone, again, with a touchpad on that. I would have preferred something a bit more... I think the Dreamcast did it years ago, where it had an LCD screen. And had like an extra screen on there. I thought that might have been quite cool. And I'm surprised I haven't done... I got an early birthday present a while ago off my wife. I got the back buttons for the PS4 controller, which
is there no back buttons on this at all?
Not what I can tell. There's no built-in back buttons, so I'm hoping the attachment is still going to work on this. But I've got a feeling Sony are going to sell a new attachment for this one because I love the back buttons. Because I always have trouble with clicking the sticks. I always have a bit of a panic, so I'm used to using the paddles on the Xbox controller. So yeah,
I'm just looking at the back, so I see the. Oh yeah, I'm looking at the Elite here, the back of the Elite.
Yeah, so on the PS4 controller, now got this attachment where you've got.
Yeah.
There's an LCD OLED screen there and two paddles, and the Elite has got paddles on the back, but I use the Razer Wolverine, which has also got paddles on and extra bumper buttons at the top. And I love the Razer Wolverine, apart from it's wired. That's the only difference.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Shut up. Was that yours or mine?
Yeah. No, it's yours. So Scott's still saying that he thinks the mic is for voice commands like Alexa.
Yeah, it might be.
I think so. Yeah. Like Alexa, how do you say 100 in Welsh?
She won't hear you. I've got my headphones on.
She won't. But I can see Scott's stubbies.
Yeah, that's me, really. I don't mind either, but I prefer the Xbox. What about you, Kim?
Yep, same here. I mean, I got along good with the PlayStation 4 controller compared to the PlayStation 3. But
it's a massive improvement,
I
think.
Oh, yeah. I still much prefer the Xbox controller. So.
PlayStation 3 one there. You can see
I've seen a few... little polls going out there about this with some of the IGN guys talking about it, and it was darn it, Rob, get the words out. The majority in all the cases of the different presenters was Xbox, even with some of the PlayStation guys who did the PlayStation podcasts, the margin was bigger, but. Definitely with the Xbox One. I think it is magic, and I'm glad to see they haven't changed it that much. I do like the addition of the little paddles on the back. It's been very, very good for us. I only actually use one paddle at the moment on it.
I like about it, and same with the attachment on the PS4 controller, you can program them paddles to whatever you want. You can have it for a face button, a start button. You can have it for anything, really. So it's quite flexible in that way. I'm more looking forward to seeing what the PS5 console is going to look like now. I think that's going to be released soon, hopefully. Because obviously there's no E3 this year because of Mr. Corona. There's going to be a lot of direct videos like Nintendo Direct do.
That's interesting as well, because I see the emails in and of Darren Hilton posted on our Facebook about EGX still going ahead. They're announcing dates for it now.
Yeah, I don't know when tickets go on sale.
And that's in the hospital right now.
Yep, that's it, yeah.
So we'll see.
So whether they move it to Birmingham, mind you, Birmingham's NEC's using that as a nightingale, aren't they?
I was saying to Joshua today, we're out for a walk, and I was saying, like, I'm just going to hold off getting anything or booking flights or tickets like that there.
I think they're being a bit optimistic.
It'd be lovely.
October's a long way off yet.
Yeah. September, October, wouldn't it be lovely? Yeah. Because a lot of us are spending time at home, whether at work or sitting at home now, I came across a little article. You can click on it there about music, gaming music to listen to while we're at home, and stuff which is kind of chill and kind of nice. So I'm going to start at 10 and work my way back. This was on IGN recently. So if you want to have a wee look-see along at a gaming music to listen to while you're working. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I can imagine everybody's gone to the Rapture. I remember that the music in that was very chilled and relaxing back in 2015. The soundtrack was a girl called Jessica Curry, getting a lot of attention on UK classical charts as well.
Right.
So
I got it on PlayStation because it was free as one of the PS Plus games. I still haven't played it.
Well,
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
If you have Amazon Music, it's free to listen to.
Right.
Then they have Fallout 76, Wastelanders.
Right.
This is one of the more recent entries. I know nothing about. Is that DLC for? I don't know. I'm going to slide on. Doom 2016. You really?
I tell you what. Doom Eternal as well. I was watching Jack Black. I love Jack Black and his videos. He's on TikTok now, Robin. You've seen him, haven't you? He did his famous dance in his shorts with his boots on.
Yes.
But yeah, he was playing Doom Eternal with his son, Sammy, and he didn't realise how gory it was and he was going nuts. And the music in that is just awesome.
Dude, I think I'm causing havoc with people's Alexas at home. Yeah, it's brilliant music, but I would have to be in a certain mood for work with that.
Yeah.
You know, not chill. You know? Mm-hmm. No, it wouldn't be music to concentrate. Like The Last of Us, I could imagine that is lovely music to listen to. You know, that's, of course, from the award, Academy Award-winning composer Gustavo Santaolalla.
Yeah, I know him well.
Yeah, I know him well. But it's that beautiful guitar and nice light percussion, nice and gentle in between the zombie batching and those horrible twitchers. And again, The Last of Us delayed indefinitely.
Gutted.
I
was going to get that for my birthday as well. Absolutely gutted.
I don't know. Well, again, all of these here, pretty much all of these are free to listen if you have an Amazon subscription. Halo, of course, you could just load up the Halo main menu and just leave it there because you have that beautiful orchestral, like the monks singing. It was a lot of the music was very uplifting in Halo.
It's enough of that.
Yeah. But it is
hair. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice to
slope to. They have Journey in here as well.
I don't remember any of the music in that. And I still can't believe Stu cried at that.
Yeah, I remember my wife and one of my sons were. I had it playing this in the living room. It was a PlayStation and it wasn't the norm, so it set it up to play that. And I said, "Oh no, I hear you cry at the end. I hear it's very, very emotional." And we went climbing up that hill, and they laughed. I said, "Yeah, that's Stu Fowler. Flip me, what's he like?" So Journey, I can imagine it's all wistful and sort of lovely, nice thing. Mass Effect trilogy, tons of great music in the Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Actually, bought the soundtracks for it, and Halo as well, I believe. So it's kind of cool stuff there. Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Oh, with the pirate stuff. Mm. Yeah, the shanties. Is that where it's from? Yeah.
Shanties, Pirates of Caribbean.
Shanties, yeah.
Okay. You can see Shanty album. You can. Amazon Music even has every Sea Shanty album available.
Wow.
So you can build chart hits such as Randy Dandy O.
Kim will be downloading that straight away.
Undertale? Which I believe is now available on Xbox, isn't that right? No, is
I don't know. Never played it.
Xbox. It's in Game Pass. Oh, somebody raved about Undertale. So, and Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Now, Matt Empire, which we'll be chatting a wee bit later on as well. He posted a thing on Twitter or on the WhatsApp groups this week of the London Symphonic Orchestra.
Yeah, Hadley. Dan's just mentioned that as well in the chat.
And was playing some of the Portal music, Still Alive.
Right.
It's just fantastic. I would love to go to one of those big orchestral gaming things. There's a big one, wasn't there? Royal Albert Hall every year, isn't there? A big one.
Mm.
And there's ones for Final Fantasy and stuff like that as well.
I was just going to say, I've heard of Final Fantasy one, and I've heard of the Skyrim one as well. I'm sure there's a Skyrim one as well.
So this is an article, again, on IGN, and there's a bit of a promotion here for Amazon Music, because every single one of these is free on Amazon Music if you have an Amazon subscription. There you go, you've got it. So
I'll put the link in the chat.
I'm sure other places are available for that. Okay. The last few weeks, and three or four times now, we've done sort of this movie night. And we had Monty Python and
the Grail.
On Tuesday with Hardly Dan and Gary, Amras and Mark and myself. And
finally made one.
And we had a giggle in there. at what is the speed of the African swallow?
And how did we get a coconut?
So that was fun. And the Holy Grail is fantastic. It just gets very weird towards the last quarter. The first two thirds are. The last third is just a bit. A bit weird. But yeah, lots of fun. We had a few drinks, a bit of a laugh. Going to go on Tuesday night again. Again, the sort of movies that we'll be watching. We had RoboCop. We've had Scotland of the Monty Pythons. Looking for the thing on Netflix. It's a Netflix Chrome extension called Netflix Party. It is free, and you just log into this thing. If you have you have to have a Netflix subscription, of course. And I control the movie. I press play, and everybody starts at the same time. And there's a little chat group there, so you can chat and text like the live chat here. Or you can, there's Discord groups we set up and you can do live chat as well. Yeah. So it's just finding that movie that's available in both US and UK. I mean, I was looking at the original Terminator there, and of course it's not available in the US and a few other bits, even coming to America. It's going to be that sort of thing that we know really, really well and we all have a bit of a laugh with. So this Tuesday night coming, 10 o'clock in the UK, I will post the details up on Facebook and WhatsApp and on Twitter, and come and join. It's a bit of a laugh. Just, you know, what the hell? We're at home anyway. Let's watch a movie together and have a bit of
hang out and chill out and have a laugh. Yeah.
Exactly.
I did mention Matt. Matt's a good fella. I've met him several times now at EGX, especially at the Midlife Gamer Party. He's a good lad. Matt Nation. That's MPAR343 on Twitter. MPAR343 on Twitter. Very active in the WhatsApp groups and stuff like that. They're really, really sound fella. And he is going to shave his head for the NHS. Okay. And he's raising some money for that. That should be a good laugh. And there'll be before and after photographs. Like a lot of us now, Mark, you especially, hair's getting very, very long now, the barbershop.
I'm quite lucky because Jenny's been using buzz cutting mine for years. I haven't been at the barber's for years. I don't need to.
You just doing that with the kids over the last few days with them.
I'll have to forward you the videos, but all the guys at the ambulance station, they've been cutting each other's hairs. They've been sat on the back step of an ambulance and they've been doing each other's hairs with razors and that. Oh, it's been so funny.
Anyway, go to justgiving.com/fundraising/Matt-NHS-head-shave. So you'll rewind. There, it's there. So MPAR343, give him a bit of support. He is a dick, but it is a good cause. Okay? So do that. Matt's a good fella. Give him a bit of support for that, and we'll shout out as much as we can for him as well. Okay. Some new releases. Are there new releases? My goodness, the list is massive, Kim. Yeah.
Gigantic, yeah. I tell you.
Prepare yourself. Take a drink.
Right? And get ready for all this. Yeah, your new releases for April 12th through the 18th are Someday You'll Return for the PC on April 14th and Dead by Daylight for the iOS and Android on April 16th. And those are your new releases.
That wasn't even worth putting the music on.
The music up there? Hey, some sad people. I know I'm digressing here, but it was quite sad today, the people that passed away. One from age and one from Corona, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Which is Sterling Moss, famous Formula One racer. He passed away. And Bill Oddie?
No, it was Tim Brooke Taylor.
Sorry, Bill, you're still alive.
I used to love the goodies.
I love the goodies. Yeah. I had a book of theirs, like an album and thing.
I used to watch them as a kid. And they did the Funky Gibbon and all that lot.
The Funky Gibbon, yeah. He was
Graham Garden, Bill Oddie, and Tim Brooke Taylor.
Tim Brooke Taylor. Yeah. They were like a a family-friendly version of Monty Python, I suppose. Weren't they? I mean, they weren't as rude. Yeah. Weren't anywhere near rude as them. It's taken some lots of important people, but it's just taken everybody.
On the plus side, old Boris is out of hospital now. He's on the road to recovery.
Good stuff. Yeah. That's good. I like to see people recovering. Yeah. And now he will, if anything, be even more committed to try and getting things right. So, good. You never get this right at this stage, but you just do your best. Do your best. What's going on? Victory achieved. We had a winner last week. We have had the money has been sent now, I believe, to the tap man.
Yeah, he got £15 in Xbox Live voucher code. And he's going to let us know what he's going to spend it on.
Yeah, and just for finishing Zelda A Link Between Worlds on the March, on the 9th of February, he got some more money. So what Victory Achieved is, if you don't know, you just finish your game, take a photograph of yourself with the credits going up, add the hashtag Victory Achieved, and tweet that off to @OC_podcast. You'll get a themed chicken on your retweet. And you get entered into the pot. We draw it once every 3 months. The next drawing will be on June 30th. And lots of winners. It was nice when we had this list. This here on our show notes now, the winners lists are starting. It's just keeping it on the main thing now. It's kind of cool, isn't it? All those people, the winners, Sarah, who's in the chat, DFTOmatic, Scott Stubby, he won for Gears 5 back in September last year, Gunslinger, Strange Brigade, with Roundabout, How Random from Sarah, Devil May Cry, and now Zelda. So, yeah, very inclusive. And this week, people do have time to play games. Hardly Dan finished Dying Light. He finished Far Cry New Dawn and Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Far Cry? Is that a Japanese version of Far Cry? That's not racist at all, is it?
Kirby Storm, Mr. Miyagi, 1984, he's making these up, Sly Cooper and the Thievis, Dan Fletch, 90, finished Untitled Goose Game, Infected Psych, Animal Crossing, the new one, he says he's paid all his mortgages, that? He says he's paid all his mortgages and he's done everything that he's supposed to do.
Wow.
I don't know, is it finished? He thinks he is. That's good enough for me. Derek Lewis, he finished Resident Evil 3. Steffi had a great time with my friend Pedro.
Oh, I need to finish that now. I'm getting shamed at it. I'm stuck on that level. Everyone's saying they've completed it. I need to get back onto that.
Scott Stubby in the chat. He finished, Alexa, how do you say 100, 100, 100 in Welsh? And he finished Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes. Fantastic game.
Also finished very quickly on his iPad, Monument Valley 2. So very well done, everybody. Nice. Congratulations. Keep finishing those games. Lovely to see big lists. And for that, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Oh, Bill Withers as well on a saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another one as well. I can't remember it was. Yeah, been a few the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Andrew's put you bastard.
Okay, let's get this.
Or in Andrew's accent. Oh no, I'm not going to do a Scottish accent. No, I'm going to fuck it up. You bastard.
Okay, let's get this tied up. And quiet week news for week. Quiet week for news. Get the words in. Look, you can join in the chat. Kim is going to rattle off the people in the chat in just a second. You can come and join that chat at twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, or youtube.com/OC podcast at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 PM West Coast, 4 PM East Coast, 5 PM in Central, and 6 PM somewhere in the world. And 7 AM in Australia and Melbourne for Mr. Miyagi. We love having Mr. Miyagi out in Australia. He is out there in the UK. It still belongs to us, so we're very, very happy about that. Leave us a review on iTunes if you can. Join a club and listen to Nicole. Nicole, get back here. Nicole,
you like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter. @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook. fb.ocpod.com or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Round one. Fight. I love this chat. The restream bot. Hi from the veteran gamers. I really wish it was the bot. I'm ignoring Stu talking about Half-Life Alyx. This must be Mike. Hello. Can hear the stream. Oh, yeah. Want to talk quickly about Mike. I just want to bring it up here.
Oh, it's charity stuff. Yeah.
No. Frickin' the charity.
What?
No.
What?
And Mike's company again is called Stone's Throw. Get this right. Stone's Throw Media. So Mike, as you know, has been playing a lot of snooker. And he is what was the game? Which I don't know which snooker game it was.
Snooker 2019.
Yes, and he was a big. He played lots of snooker as a little kid with his father, and he's got a lot of followers on his streams. Anyway, with all of this virus stuff going out with Formula One and NASCAR and everything going to the virtual world, a big betting company called Betfred has invited Mike to play in the virtual world snooker championship. Sponsored by Betfred, and he's going to be one of 16 players from across the globe to play in the absence of the real life sport. So very good, Mike.
Yeah, I saw it was streaming live today, and I watched a little bit of it, and he wasn't having a good time. He lost three matches, which is unlike Mike. But yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. I didn't know when it was. So yeah, good luck.
I'm not sure when it is, but I've just seen the advert today from Stone's Throw Media. They put it on their site and Facebook. So that should be kind of cool. I don't know if there's money involved or if it's for charity. Hopefully there's some money involved. But that should be a good laugh. Especially if you get some chat as well. I wonder how that's going to work. Mm-hmm. I suppose you don't hear snooker players talking when they're playing. It's just the commentators.
Yeah.
You never hear them.
Usually a lot of silence, isn't there?
But good stuff. Good stuff, Mike. Good. Shout outs. Yes. Let's get out of here. Kim, fire away.
I will shout. I'm going to shout out our chatters. We've had Scott Stubby, Good Elgin, Dinkster UK, Hardly Dan, RCGC, happy birthday once again, Aiton, Commander Root, Lies Fair, Lurks, Winsock, and of course Chinny's been in there. So thanks for coming along on the ride today. We appreciate
Dinkster.
It. Dinkster? Yeah, Dinkster. Shout out to you guys. You know, like I always say, you guys are hilarious, and I love you guys, and honestly, you keep me sane in this screwy thing we're going through, so thanks for that.
No. We've failed miserably at that. I'm sorry. If you haven't noticed.
Well, sane enough. We'll go that way. You know, sane enough. I'm not standing out in traffic or, you know, something like that, doing something strange. At least yet. Other than that, I guess everybody just have a good week. You know, hopefully eventually this stuff will be over and we can kind of get back to, well, whatever our normal is. So, you know, just hang in there, everybody.
So. Sadly, I think it's going to be I don't know how normal we'll be. I think we're going to be doing the social distancing thing subconsciously now.
Probably.
From here on, I think, you know.
A lot of us have been doing it for all our lives. Kim the Hermit phone.
I'm so glad I don't own a nightclub or a big restaurant or something where you pack loads of people in. You know. Anyway, anybody that's struggling out there as well, you know, please reach out to us if need be. Come and join our gaming sessions. Join in. Come and join the movie night with us on Tuesday evening. You know, or just chat or call or whatever you need to do. Mark, you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I also want to give a shout out to Matt Empower 343. A couple of things. One, for his charity haircut thing, so good on you for that. And also, he sent me some lovely messages recently asking how my family's doing, because he's always checking up on me and Jenny. He's such a nice guy. Like I said, met him in person, and he's always really kind and thoughtful. And he said he wishes he could have a virtual beer with me. So what he did was, he sent me a £10 Xbox Live gift card. What a nice man.
You can't fucking drink that.
No, but I used it to helped by the Breakpoint DLC. So thank you very much, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Good, nice lad.
Phil, get well, Phil. Phil's feeling a bit under the weather with his hay fever stroke coronavirus, question mark.
I want his microphone. I've already got first dibs on
when he was playing Warzone with me and Greg last night, every time he sneezed or coughed, me and Greg just around go, Corona! I want to shout out Greg's kitchen, because Greg's kitchen is nearly finished. He's just waiting for his stove, which the people who installed his first one blew up. It went bang, apparently. So he's waiting for a new one coming through. A big shout out to Robin for his movie nights. I managed to join for the first time last week. I've been a bit too busy the weeks before. I was too tired, and it was really good. And I hope everyone joins us again this coming Tuesday. I'll be there again. Dan was there, Gary Amras 89 was there, a few of us were there. So yeah, that was really good fun. And to everybody, stay safe, keep sane, and wash your hands. I'll let you take us out, Robin.
I will indeed. And again, I want to say to Matt, good luck with the haircutting thing. We'll give you a wee bit of support there as much as we can. And if you can give Matt a pound or two, throw a pound or two at him. Phil, get well soon. Mike, good luck with that thing there as well. On Twitter, I've been trying to be positive and send out someone a little happy, glorious tweet each day saying I'm thankful for them.
It's got one. Yeah, it was so touching.
It's like Thanksgiving every day. I'm thinking, like, what can I say? It's nice to see, hopefully make someone smile. So I think it's important to say these things while I'm still here, just in case I'm not. So get them off my chest now. And the really nasty ones you haven't been seeing. I'm doing handwritten letters for the nasty ones. So if you get a handwritten letter from me, I know you're in trouble. Anyway, hopefully see us on Tuesday evening for movie night. If not, I'll see you out there gaming. We'll see you all here this time next week. And stay safe, everybody. Be nice.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.